the streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And today is Wednesday, July 23rd, and we are definitely excited as always. And we definitely like to thank all our viewers around the world who supports us and who tunes in every night. And just want to say all our Chicago people, be on the lookout. We'll be in Chicago tomorrow, July 24th, the weekend, and we'll be having a conference there with some great people there. So go to our website, get all the information. If you're in Chicago, come on out, have a great time. And also, we would just like to say we give a big shout-out to our homeboy, the real Freeway Ricky Ross. Got his book out, and the co-writer is Kathy Scott on that book. So if you have not got Freeway's book, go ahead and get that book. And also, we got great news. Evangelist Beverly Broadus Green, superstar hip-hop rapper Snoop Dogg mother book will be coming out sometime next week, real soon. And that book is called Real Love 2. And if you have not got Donald Buchanan's book, that book is called Second Chance Runaway. Go get that book. And if you have not got The Streets Don't Love You Back and Never Hit a Woman, go get them books as well at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.neen.com for more information on everyone that I just spoke on. So right now we're going to kick the show off, and we're going to be having announcements periodically through the show. But, hey, we're about to do what we do. One love.
Back, no, no, no. I say I'm sorry, he ain't hearing that. No, oh, 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 oh. I get so needy and I want you close. Then I get so mean and I beg you to go. He's so confused, don't know what to do. That's when he says, he says I'm crazy, I want to say. He can't seem to figure me out. He says I've lost it, gone in the brain, but he knows he loves me, yeah. Without a doubt, sometimes I accuse you without the evidence.
Most of them show me love. I remember back then I was young and growing up, thinking about being rich and blowing up, thinking about a fly whip, big house, bad bitch when I got old enough. Still young, now I'm finally famous. Me and my niggas used to hit the club banging, buy a bottle, now I'm broke, but I'm still drinking. Looking at freakies trying to give it up, popping champagne, sipping just to spit it out. For no reason, saying fuck it, this is what we about. Rocking Cartier frames in the old school, sitting on fangs. And my rims are too. You were lame to the game, nigga, we don't know you. In my city, young black still dying. I ain't lying, check the stats, y'all. But it's nothing like home, so I'm back, y'all. Take a trip to the mall, let's head downtown. Well known for the drug trade, strip clubs in the big three, but it's all love to me. 8 miles, 7 miles, 6 miles, 4-1, Schoolcraft, Telegraph, that's West Side love. Van Dyke, grass shit, meringue, and Charmers, Jefferson, them East Side thugs. Whole city walk around, mean mugs, nothing hard for them hoes. So fresh, so clean for them auto shows. Come fly with your mans one time, get drunk, get high, put your hands in the sky. Let me see your two-step and get your hustle on. Baby girl, get low, shake it to the song. Pop a bottle, throw your money in the air. If you in love with that ball of life, say, yeah.
Let's ball all the way to the top, my mind. that's all out of control, my people. Let's do the things we should do. Let's take it to the top and be successful too. That's how we ball. We ball out of control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. Ball out of control. Oh, where we need to go. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's ball out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friends. We're ballin' out of control, my people. We're ballin' out of control. And tell me, do you wanna ball, my people? We're ballin' out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. But ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Just ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Just get to the finish line, go. All out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We gotta take it to the top, my people.
Who's calling before we finish with our The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you. The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
The Streets Don't Love You Back movement presents Stand Up Arizona, an anti-gang, drug, violence, and abuse awareness conference. This September the 6th, 2014. From 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 8521. For information on platinum, gold, silver, and bronze sponsorship package, ticket prices, and vendor tables, contact Rob Boyd at 513-371-0982 or email thestreetsdontlookyouback@gmail.com or Lucinda Boyd at 520-705-0057 or email lucindaboydrn@gmail.com or visit the website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Yes, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back movement presenting Stand Up Arizona, the Anti-Gang, Drug Violence, and Abuse Awareness Conference this September the 6th, 2014 from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's all going down at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 85210.
So don't turn out and stand up, Arizona.
The Streets Don't Love You Back movement presents Stand Up Arizona, an anti-gang, drug, violence, and abuse awareness conference this September the 6th, 2014. From 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 85210. For information on platinum, gold, silver, and bronze sponsorship package, ticket prices, and vendor tables, contact Rob Boyd at 513-371-0982 or email thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com or Lucinda Boyd at 520-705-0057 or email lucindaboydrn@gmail.com or visit the website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Yes, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back movement presenting Stand Up Arizona, the Anti-Gang, Drug Violence, and Abuse Awareness Conference this September the 6th, 2014 from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's all going down at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 85210.
So don't turn up, turn out, and stand up, Arizona.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous been gone for a while. Blessed to see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change, for the fountain for the wishing. Mateen Cleaver in the kitchen.
less slick. Boozy toast, less don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I let the girls walk around with their snow boots and their glasses, stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy, yes. Mm-hmm. But I was just lying to myself, yes. Really believe no one would have me.
Down, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back here to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And I got a caller in all the way from Cincinnati, and I hope it's my homeboy, Pretty Cool. So I'm going to click him in and see if that's my main man.
Yeah, that's me. Hey,
what's up, baby?
What's happening, Mr. What's Boy Records?
Oh,
hey,
man,
how you doing, man?
Wednesday. We loving it, man. You know I had to get you on here finally, man. We do the show every Wednesday night, and this is our fifth year with the radio show, you know. But
okay.
I wanted to surprise you tonight with something. The reason I told you to go ahead and call in. And,
I'm surprised.
This is, right, for the people that don't know, this is pretty cool. He was one of my second artists that I signed to my label back in the early 90s, and me and him did a lot of work together. We did a lot of songs together, you know, and I'm going to take him down memory lane tonight, you know, so we're going to dedicate this segment to my homeboy, Pretty Cool. So we're going to come right back. You hang in there, Pretty Cool, and we're finna go down memory lane for a few minutes. We'll be right back with the fans.
Yes, sir.
So much to say. How can we be this way? We come so far. Now look at where we are. Why don't this seem like it's working out? That we talk about, let me know.
You got no time for me now, since you started a new life. No, now you don't come around, you turned your back on me twice. I fell for your fantasy, you kept on coming to me. I guess you wanted to stop,
maybe that's why I was dropped.
What's this place about?
Maybe that's why I was dropped.
Oh, pause, applause. I like it when it's rough, when you give me the odds. An experience and superior game. And when they had it out, I'd be accepting the fame. My rhythm's overdrive. I cut the power and see, and I'm just waiting for several silence to say, so I'm beginning with the writer. Or with a narrator, if she lets you fight me, I give you mutual respect. I'm pushing people back, cause I'm about to erupt. I'm like a maniac on the mic, keep on filling my cup. This ain't no outrage, I'm just impressing the point. I'm standing up stage, and no one's with me in joint. 100 miles per hour, and I'm picking up speed. Sometimes you might hear my name, sometimes you might hear my creed. I got the gain of dope, I'm scraping metal to metal. I'm never slowing down, my foot is glued to the pedal. Here is the power punch, even soft beats is crunch. So you better stand out the way I have you for lunch. Pull up a seat, sit back and relax. But if you wanna play, grab a ball and some jacks, the game is serious. If you wanna see wax, you gotta load up your guns and have crucial attacks. So chase me, try to catch me, and pace me. If anyone is trying to entrap and it catch me, pull up.
When you get high, pull up. Yeah, when you get high, pull up. When you get high, cause
when you drag your feet, you never see the sky. The longer that you wait, you're getting left in the dust.
It's a hip thing, a high king, it's popping in a center ring. And no drink, and make the scream as much as when I do my thing. Jack City, nitty gritty, big top skinny men. So pretty after ditty, cake with the patty kitty. Eat silly old folk, some jazz but I can cope. No soap, use scope, need hope to find a coke. The face that you carry is in your own hands. It's only understood by what you understand. So D-man, rapper man, when you gonna take a stand? You feel the vibe now, you can go do your dance. Pop that fine any way you feel like it. You got something to say, then go ahead and mic it. It's a free country where I come from. That's why my speech is gonna make me number one. Dipping and diving, I'm surviving, never am I conniving. Only am I advertising, don't mind compromising. Peace Treaty won't be signed throughout the nation unless God children learn to share in population. No person in the right mind quit without a fight. It's time to be professional and pull it upright. Yeah, you know, cause when you drag your feet, you never see the sky.
Pull up, yeah, when you get high.
Had a dream, he had to fight for his right. He even took it to Supreme. There were rocks on bats, swung people using guns. They couldn't run him out because he didn't want to run. He was determined that the verdict be everybody equal. Cause when life at the beginning, it was a true sequel. The man himself was a true phenomenon. He knew the right way to live, but they wouldn't let him show him. Discrimination, aggravation, we don't need that frustration. Gotta let it go before we all become impatient. Racism, stigmatism, seen it on the television. King was too smart, so they threw him into prison. But the sea is calmest after the storm, and the world took a turn after the king was born. Slavery was well over and he tried to get a chance. The spirit of the king with heaven disappeared.
Pull up, when you get high, pull up.
Thank you. it back home. My tired heart is broken. People need me here alone. Swimming in a river of great emotion. Cause I'm trying to get home.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. We want to thank all our fans around the world who tunes in every Wednesday night. And tonight, like I said, I dedicated this segment to one of my greatest friends out of Cincinnati, Ohio, nicknamed Pretty Cool, real name Mr. Paul Coleman. And we've been friends for a very, very long time. And I'm going to bring him on the line right now because I know he got a lot to say from listening to great memories that we created back in the day. And it's lasting almost 20 years now, you know. I think it's been 20 years. Yes, 94 to 2014, 20 years. So I'm going to bring my main man on the line. Pretty Cool. You on the air, Cool. Hello? Yeah, you there, Pretty Cool? Hello? All right, I guess he's out there for a few minutes, but we're going to go to a commercial, and we're going to come right back with my main man. All right, stick right in there.
I sat in an empty apartment. I found a 9mm under the kitchen sink, and I stuck it up to my head, and I was ready to pull the trigger and ready to die. You know, I knew what I made of my life was a living hell. My name is Joe, and I'm 20 years old. I'm from Apache Junction, Arizona, and I started using meth when I was 16. I was doing about 8-ball a day, and it was terrible. It was lonely, you know, being out using it was lonely because all the friends that you had before, and they want nothing to do with you, and I pulled my oldest brother into it, got him wrapped up and involved in it, and, you know, the first time he tried it, he was hooked. You don't realize that it's not only hurting yourself, but it's hurting everybody around you. I look back now, I mean, everything I said that I didn't want to be is what I turned out to be, because I know how bad I was, and I know how many people I've hurt around me. I know that that's not something that I'm wanting to do again.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
paranoia, the shadow people. You start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everybody just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. Started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of is steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs. I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off just for just maybe 20, 30 bucks just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
This guy that we knew, we gave him some meth and he went to shoot it up, and he died. We left his house and a few weeks later we found out that killed him. Like, he was up in his room and his dad went up there and he was dead. My name is Bob. I'm 16 years old and I started doing meth when I was 9. And I regret when I was on meth giving it to little kids, like 12-year-olds and stuff, selling it to them. I regret, like, helping cook it. My little brother sees it, like when I'm doing it, he sees it sometimes, and I think he doesn't know what it is, but I think he thinks it's like a cool thing to do, and gotta be grown up to do it. I tell him how bad it is, and tell him that it really ain't that cool, and just try to explain to him that it's not fun, that it'll ruin his life.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Like the hand of Egypt, just like the stranger, I said I'll get by, you are very rich enough.
Gentlemen, we back on the air, and I think my main man has made it on the air. Is you there, Pretty Cool?
I'm here, man.
Phil, my brother, yeah, we was, you know, had a little dysfunctioning for a minute. You wasn't there for a minute, but the viewers was listening to Memory Lane of the Pretty Cool catalog. So introduce yourself for me to the people and let them know what's good.
Well, this is Pretty Cool. I used to be the artist on Board Records as Pretty Cool, but now I am the Journal. And I thank everybody for listening to everything that we done back in the day. I love that. Man, you threw some throwback on me. You just totally surprised me on that. You totally surprised me on that, and I just happened to be on my phone at the time. So I was trying to connect with you. I was calling lines after lines after lines just trying to connect with you. I'm so proud of you, man. I am so proud of you, and I love everything that you are doing. And, wow. This is magnificent. You threw that at me. I'm gonna tell you about yourself for throwing that at me. You know, because that was so long ago. you know, these days I'm doing things on such a higher scale now. You know, you and I were young when we were doing that, and it was a blessed union. You know, you and I, and I guess that's why we're still friends now. I love you to death, man, and I love what you're doing. I really do. And I gotta send shout outs to the Streets Don't Love You Back. And I got some things that I wanna participate in as far as the Streets Don't Love You Back, and that runs into what I'm doing now as TDKM, which is True Divine Kingdom Ministries. I minister in the streets of Walnut Hills in Cincinnati, and I also minister at Warren County Correctional Facilities. I also feed people at the homeless shelters and things like that, and especially down at 12th Street Drop-In Center, which is a homeless shelter. This is what I do. And one thing I love about you is that you were an advocate about the things that I wanted to do. So I gotta give you a shout out for that. And you know, I think that God sent you to me, and I prayed about that. I met you one day where I was in a store T-shirts, and you were going to get some hats and some shirts done, and you heard me singing in the back, and you asked. You didn't even have to ask. You could have went about your business, but you didn't. You asked, who was that singing in the back? That's how you and I met. But you didn't know that I prayed to God, and I had just lost my job. You know, I prayed to God to meet a record label owner, you know, and 2 weeks later, God answered, you know, and I said, God, I want to meet a record label owner, and I want to make him my friend. I don't just want to be on his label. I want him to be my friend. And we met each other, and when you offered a contract, because you came with a contract, my friend didn't take it, but I took it. But when I took the contract, I said, hey, man, you might not know what you're getting into, you know, with me, whatever. You don't know me. Let's be friends. Let's get to know each other. You know, we hung around each other from 6 months to a year getting to know each other. We went into the studio dropping that album that you just played. Everybody didn't get to hear the whole album. But we decided to be friends, and we traveled from state to state, you know, and I did what I said I would do, you know, which is perform and, you know, let people hear me, and you did what you did. We was in the studio constantly, I mean constantly. You know, I don't know if we even, we was both so excited that I don't even know that we got finished with the product. You know, you were so excited, you put the product out. You know, you said, hey, cool, I think this is great, you know, and you liked it. I met your family. I met everybody. And we traveled together, and that was beautiful. And we did that until we shot music videos. We finished the album, and then we signed the contract, which is, that's probably backwards for most people. But I just wanted to understand that you would do what you said you would do, and you did. And when you did, I signed the contract.
My man, and we really,
I signed
really
the contract, man.
You.
Hey, man, I'm gonna tell you something. You kept your paperwork so great to the point to where I started receiving checks in the mail for songs that I did that I didn't even remember that I did. And I started getting checks from BMI, and I couldn't do nothing but send a shout out to you. You and I, as you remember, we didn't see each other for years. We didn't see each other for years, but in passing, you know, and we'd say hi and everything like that. And then we finally got together and you came to my house and eat like I cook, you know.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
If you wanted a good meat, if you wanted a good meal, you'd come to my house.
Oh,
that's
cool,
that's
wow.
The thing.
That was a pretty cool spot. For sure.
Right,
you know?
Right. Amongst my
yeah.
kids, man, and
yes,
my family
yes.
loves
I watched
you.
Them grow
my,
up.
My,
yeah,
you watched them
grow up.
And my,
yes,
yeah,
sir.
My son is getting married Friday, and we had a rehearsal dinner today at hey, bruh, I'm telling you, I'm just so happy, but I am happiest about a lot of things that God is doing in my life, and I'm glad that you are part of that, because the things that you are doing now reassures me of the things that I am doing, and you and I are connecting now. You and I are connecting.
Oh, yes.
We're reconnecting on what matters.
Yes,
you know?
Sir. Like we always used to talk about back in the day, you know, even though we did music, you know, we was feeding the homeless. You know, we was doing everything,
yeah.
you know what I mean? And that's what
yeah.
I tell people now here in Arizona, you know. This ain't just started
mm-hmm.
with me, you know. Me pretty cool in my squad, we've been feeding the homeless, you know what I mean, for years, you know.
Yes.
And
yes.
it never stopped, you know. At that time, we was donating a lot of money, you know what I mean, from when we did the song Make It Happen, you know what I mean, made national news.
Oh, man.
You know? National paper.
Man.
So it's a lot
hey,
of people don't
to,
know. You know what I mean, Cole?
Yeah, they need to look out for the new version to Make It Happen. And also they need to look out for the new versions of I no longer go under the artist Pretty Cool. I am actually doing projects as David's Journal. And my website is djournal.pc.gmail.com, and you can get in touch with me there. But I'm a homeless advocate.
Yes.
And I am also working in my community with CSCDC as we're commandeering properties, you know, to try and fit homeless in the places. You know, because we got places down here in Cincinnati that people don't understand. We got people who are living in the bushes. We call it Tent City, you know,
yes.
but they living under bridges and things like that. And with people like you and me, we are making sure that people get to actually come in from the rain, you know. I am so proud of you for the things that you are doing now. I talk to a lot of people, a lot of kids about anti-gang and anti-violence, things like that. But it's a long journey, and
yeah.
I just wish
that
a lot of people join. Yeah, I just want some people to join on with us and things like that. And everybody that you are getting involved, I see your website, man. I see you, and you linked up with me on mine, which is Paul Coleman. And bruh, I can't be no more prouder than I ever been, you know, for you. You and
Thank
your
you, Cole.
Wife, Lucinda, oh, my God, you know, I mean, man, bring
hey, well, hold on
bring
you,
it.
Hold on before you say that, Cole. I'm going to put you on the loudspeaker for she can hear you. She just walked downstairs. Hold on for a second. Hey, Cole.
Okay. Hey, I cannot be more prouder of you. I cannot be more prouder than you both. And, wow. I tell you this, you kind of crowd my website, but I love everything that you guys are doing. Please invite me so I can crowd my own website with the things that you guys are doing, because you are a locomotive. You guys are an engine that is pushing, and you're talking about everything that I'm talking about here, and you are also working in, you know, where I am working in. I minister in the streets of Walnut Hills in Cincinnati. I also minister at Warren County Correctional Facilities. I feed people at the drop-in centers. I feed people at the nursing homes, and I also try to get people motivated that they, you know, pull their lives together and stand up. You know, we're trying to put people back together instead of having the city separate so many families. They need people like you, and they need people like us, and your books and everything that you're writing. Please keep writing, and please keep putting them out. You know, I want to write my own book myself. I know the autobiography of How I Met Rob Boyd is a very important book. I'm not going to put that on the front burner because the pages are not finished written. But I am going to do that. And with your help, hopefully, whatever y'all are doing in Arizona, please bring it to Cincinnati, because I can't do it by myself. I really can't do it by myself, and I'm so proud of this radio station. I'm just like, I'm elated. You guys called me and let me be on it, you know. I mean, and then to play my old track. But I tell you, it's new tracks, and I got a lot to say on tracks that maybe would bring greater revenues in, that we have matured, all of us. And I'm just looking forward to us all doing it together.
My man.
Thank you.
And we appreciate that, Cole, you know. And what I'm going to do, Cool, that's my main man, Pretty Cool, in the house, you know what I mean? So we're going to continue his journey, because we have dedicated this whole night to him. So we're going to come back.
Oh, really?
And we want him to hold tight. We want him to hold tight, and then we're going to go down memory lane again, because this is my main man. We'll be right back.
Oh, really?
With Pretty Cool.
I'm fully dressed and love to take your call. So please don't believe that you're the only one at all. You have to leave a message with a number and your name, and I'll get back with you quite as soon as same. Leave a message after the tone. You came to me in the darkest way. I feel my head high. You were in my way. I wanted to be with you, and that came true. I told all my friends how I feel about you. Just when I thought you were falling for me, you got a page, and you know who's calling. Before we finished with our conversation, I lost your attention.
The hottest, the hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you.
The Streets Don't Love You Back movement presents Stand Up Arizona, an anti-gang, drug, violence, and abuse awareness conference this September 6, 2014 from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 8521. For information on platinum, gold, silver, and bronze sponsorship package, ticket prices, and vendor tables, contact Rob Boyd at 513-371-0982 or email thestreetsdontlovyouback@gmail.com or Lucinda Boyd at 520-705-0057 or email lucindaboydrn@gmail.com or visit the website at www.thestreetsdontlovyouback.com. Yes, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back movement presenting Stand Up Arizona, the anti-gang, drug violence, and abuse awareness conference this September the 6th, 2014 from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's all going down at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club, Mesa, Arizona, 85210.
So don't turn out, and stand up, Arizona.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest radio show worldwide. Like I said, we dedicated this show tonight to my homeboy way down there in Cincinnati, pretty cool, Mr. Paul Coleman, and we're going to bring you back on the line for a few minutes, and then we're going to go back down memory lane. Right back.
Right.
You right back on there,
right.
Pretty cool.
Are you there?
I'm here, my brother. We just wanted to make sure you're still on the line, and we're finna take you down memory lane. We got two more tracks for you.
I had to call my wife because I was so excited, and she was on the track that you just played, and I told her that we were on tracks in Arizona, and that you're doing your radio station. And I just wanted her to give a shout out because she experienced the same thing that we did, and she's on the line. And I like her to say hello or give a shout out.
Right, give her the number.
She's right here. She's right.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
We blessed. You know, we just giving this segment tonight to my main man, pretty cool, and we're just going down memory lane and dedicating this whole show to him tonight, you know, for throwbacks and being a good guy, you know. So we want you and him to stay tuned, and we're going to hit a few more tracks of my main man. Be right back, pretty cool with the people. Be right back. Hold tight.
All right.
Ooh, you sound good. Come here, baby. Let me touch up on you. Come here. Let's break it down. you did not spend the night. I said, would you like to go hand in hand with me right now? And I want to tell you how I want you to get on those. We got to change what we do, 'cause we're liking one another. Ooh, I wanna tell you, baby, you're some kind of lover.
Book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd.
She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdon'tloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdon'tloveyouback.ning.com.
Greetings. I'm G.I. Johnson, California's Political Prisoner of the Year. I was shot by the police and framed and set up. I need your help and assistance as I fight for justice. Please visit my website at freegiproject.org to sign the online petition. This petition drive is intended to have an investigation of facts into the cover-up of this police wrongful shooting. With this petition, we shall bring awareness and vindication to FreeGI. So please visit freegiproject.org and sign the online petition and pass it on to family and friends on Facebook and Twitter and all social media as we join to FreeGI. FreeGIproject.org. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. knocking at my front door. 3 in the morning like the motherfucking popo. Grab a fofo, put it straight to the peephole. Nigga, state your business and what you want me for.
Let me see day, baby, put the gun down. Get word on the street, niggas starting to hate now. Matter of fact, I just came from over boy house. He said bring the hardware, girl, it's about to go down.
Back that, murk these cats, call me shooter. Just put a new scope on my red hawk Ruger. And when it's let walk through ya, you're no longer with us. Just laying in the place where the dead talk to you. Got the rest of the coolies in the back of the cougar. That's my murder at the midnight with less dip. Call boy telling me to switch them extra clips. We gon' give him a little taste of some gangster shit.
Now that's that, we stay strapped to the fullest. Yeah, we ain't never scared to pull it, beware. It's them good, I drop bombs. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm.
Wet up, it's them goody nigga, break yourself. Run up in your crib with a nine, make myself. Right at home, not alone, got my crew with me.
Yeah, and we SD mobbing in the place to be. So go on, put your hands high, we got you surrounded. Surrendering to the sound from the platinum logic. When it come to rapping, I got it, bad like Usher.
Give me a beat and light wave, I make it a jumper. 3-pointer game winner, best respect. Slim good behind the arc, shot a lead, you wet. All net, y'all cat can't ball with us. The bend while us, the flows. When we dunk on you hoes,
like whoa, black rob you nipples. I got heat that'll melt it like coffee crystals. 6 shots from a revolving pistol. Believe 6 spots on your body wrinkles.
It's your girl Slim Goody, people. In and out the system like a fucking sequel. Now my little youngest wanna thug like we do. Try to tell them that it ain't no love in these streets.
No love, man, it's a new type of evil. Cause we don't give a fuck, we ready to throw it up.
Yeah. And we don't give a damn, we ready to weigh them ground.
That boy and that girl,
ladies and gentlemen, that's that. We stay strapped to the fullest, and yeah, we ain't never scared to pull it, beware. It's them good, I drop bombs. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm.
Yeah.
This is the way I asked them an invitation. Hope you don't mind being in the situation. Some people don't mind, but others don't care. All those who admire are the ones who like to stare. All I'm trying to do is make sure I set a pace. It's easy if you try, but there ain't no lines of trace. Just put one foot in front of the other. If you're doing it together, then you're jamming with each other. Nice. Easy, smooth as can be. That's how I'm gonna keep it, cause it's comfortable for me. Somebody's gotta lead and the rest will surely follow. If you take a pill, you need some water when you swallow. The beat got to claim and you claim you can't cope. Well, listen to the doctor, cause the rhythm is dope. The junk food junkie keeps the pockets full of sweets. So if you got rhythm, then you need a funky beat. Swivel your body, then you do a slide. The beat keeps the rhythm while the bass has got pride. Pride, pride, slippery slide. I'm coming again off the top of my height. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Well, everybody listen up and give me your attention. Spider with things I like to say, I'm surely gonna mention. What do you get in life? You're gonna learn a lot about it. When you hear the truth, you say, how could I ever doubt it? More, more, tell me you're gonna do it. Try living in the Philippines or even in Beirut, you say it. Just because you root on me, you little Nazi dread. For no stupid reason, I got something for the head. Place your hand in my name, you get your palm real. I'm known to be a prophet, did you hear me what I said? Well, I could repeat it, but I can't, all right or not. Why? Because you send the record back because it's hot. That I say one when I come down. But each one better someone know me a real known. I come on delivery, I down with the pressure. This is me life, suck around, I answer. Come down, fuck me belly by a boy, I a German. Give me reggaeton, set a key, I a farman. For soon I do that, the I be set the bell. I shock you more, come on, you know I test the bell. That's the sound of rock, that's the sound of reed. That's the sound of poor Africana part of me. Taste the food I taste, heard me running his. Poor, I'm sitting on a very, very heavy base. Yeah, I know what you like. I know what you need. You know what? Check this out. It's a boy thing, it's a boy thing. B-O-Y-D, it's a boy thing. It's a boy thing, it's a boy thing. B-O-Y-D, it's a boy thing. The boy Wendy coming down strong. The boy thing ain't now, and we coming down strong. The boy down, we know, and we put me down strong. Baby, better than papa, better than papa. Come on now, with the boy thing now.
Look, homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots, man.
Can't make no shots. I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know? Practice makes perfect. You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know. I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there. Yeah. All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
Your dreams, never give up.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Streets Don't Love You Back, hottest radio show worldwide. Tonight, we had a great time. We sat here tonight and had a great segment for a great friend of mine out of Cincinnati, Ohio, Mr. Paul Coleman, AK back in the day, pretty cool, recorded off my record label back in the day, and we're going to bring him back on, and we're going to close out the show tonight. You there, pretty cool?
Hey. Yeah, I'm here.
Right, my,
I'm here. Hey,
yeah,
man.
So we
let me tell you something.
Thing tonight.
If I ain't tell you lately, I love you.
Hey, I love you too, my brother. We put in work back in the day. And I always told you, even when we was putting in work back in the day, every time I would take care of the business in the front office, I would always give you a copy, you know? And always told
yeah.
you to put your copy up. I got the main copy and always will have
well,
you know. And,
what,
and that's
well,
the way
you,
we did good business.
You always include me, man. And that's something that I love about you. You know, I don't know how everybody else perceive you, but I perceive you as a person that is a loving man and a loving family man. And you've always loved my family. I wish you fly in. I find an extra ticket for you to be here at my son's graduation his marriage. And you're not here, you know. So that's a little empty part in my life because you watched me grow up. And I
yeah,
love for
I
you and your wife.
All that. A little man.
Yeah, I love for you and Lucinda to be here, man. I swear, if you could
now, when is
fly
that?
Out.
When is that?
Friday.
Is that?
It's Friday. You ain't going to make it, man.
Now,
you know, but
get,
I love.
You know, we leave tomorrow for Chicago. We be in Chicago all weekend for the big conference out there, and we leave in the morning.
Right, but
not
you
fact, did. We leave in 6 in the morning.
I'm going to whoop you for that because you didn't invite me on that one. You know what I'm saying? But my son's getting married Friday,
right.
And I would love for you and Lucinda to be here. You know, you and I,
oh,
you, and
man,
your,
we,
you and I
we
went
to come
through
down.
A lot of things. Yeah, well,
oh,
you
yes,
and
sir,
I have been
you know?
Through a lot of things, but the one thing that I love about you is you invited me to be somewhere that you are doing a great event. You and Lucinda are doing great things, man. And along
you,
with
man.
Snoop Dogg, Snoop Dogg's mom, wow. All I can say is
yeah.
you're over flooding my Facebook, though, dude. I'm going to tell you now.
Already, you know, I'd be looking for you to overflood me soon, you know what I mean? Because all the great work you down there doing.
Well, wish that on me because I should be doing it. You know, I shouldn't be telling you don't do it to my page. I'm going to do it to yours, you know, but have you seen some of the things that I've been doing? I'm sure
yes,
you have.
I always like it. Yeah, I always like it as well. When you put up the pictures from the church get-togethers you be giving, and the pictures you put up are your granddaughter and your daughter,
right?
And all that.
Yeah,
know what
but what about the
you,
Bengals?
You
know? But what about the Cincinnati Bengals? Because we were down there Monday, kicking it with them, feeding the homeless and everything like that.
Amen.
And you know that's. That's one of the things you and I do. You and I do
oh,
that,
yeah.
and then people.
We started
if people
that.
Don't, hey, if people don't know that about me and you, that was one of the strengths. That, yeah,
right.
You better ask somebody because that was one of the strengths that helped.
Yes.
That was
we
one of the strengths that helped me and you together. Did,
oh,
you
yes,
know,
sir.
Because
you know,
I was about the homeless.
Work.
Yeah, you know, I was about the homeless. You was about the homeless. And your anti-violence brigade is one of the most important things to me. If I haven't said it to you, I want to tell you today. I'm very, very, very proud of you and Lucinda about the things that you are doing. And I'm just asking for much more invites than just the one that you're going to, you know, just the one that you invite me to. Invite me to more. You know, I know that I can't fly out on my own, and I gotta hand it to you for the fact that you and Lucinda are flying me out, knowing that I don't have the money because all my money goes into the homeless. And I love the fact that you guys will fly me out and everything. Man, listen, you just made me one of the happiest campers I ever been in my life for the simple fact Yeah, we do. But you know what? I love that you pumped that album, but we're greater than that now, and we do better than that now. And the thing about it is we're going to feed people on what we are doing next.
Amen, you know, and that's the bottom line, you know. But definitely, like I told you, as soon as we get through with the September 6th event, I'm going to be working on some other things, and I'm going to definitely have you on that ticket. And I've definitely been talking to my wife about.
Yeah, but you can't get me out there to Chicago with you. You know I'm broke. I don't care. I can say it live. I'm broke.
Amen.
Please.
Amen.
Because all my money goes into the family and it goes into the homeless. But I will come out and then Chicago, if you invite me, shoot, I'll take the mega bus, brother. I'll take the mega bus if you invite me. Yeah, I will. But I actually want to give you kudos on the radio station. I want to give a shout out to Lucinda on the books and everything and the connections that you guys have to every person who wants to raise the level of their existence. You raise the bar.
Every time
you guys are helping people raise the level of their existence, and the thing about it is, look, please include me. You know, don't have me come just on your radio station. Look, reach out to me. I'm there.
Amen.
I'm no peddler. I just need, you know, if a brother got a corner of his room that I can sleep in, I will come. I will come.
Without a doubt.
Right, without
so
a doubt.
We said tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this is my main man, Mr. Paul Coleman, a.k.a. Pretty Cool. And we had a great night tonight. And like I said, me and my wife dedicated this night to him. And we just want to thank all our viewers for listening in and everybody in the chat room that's been sending messages. And we appreciate all of that, you know. And like I tell people all the time, this is not an Arizona thing. This is not a Cincinnati or Detroit thing.
No,
what we do
it's
now
a worldwide
is a global
thing.
You know what I mean?
It's a global
so that's
thing.
That's what we're loving. Yeah, we're loving that about life, you know. So time is running out. Any last shout-outs you would like to give, Cool, before we click out?
Well, I'm gonna give a special shout-out to you, and I'm going to give a special shout-out to your wife. Hey, Lucinda, hey, I will be there, and I will meet both of you anywhere you want to go on the globe. And I also want to give a shout out to TDKM, which is True Divine Kingdom Ministries, for what we do. And we're working here in Cincinnati with the Bengals and everything. But also, I want to give a shout out to you guys for help for getting people to try to be healthy, and the vitamin supplement that you guys shot to me, that is a great thing. And please help people to understand where they need to be healthy. Keep doing what you're doing, but please call me when you don't call nobody else. And help me come and help me do what y'all are doing. You know, and I wanna invite y'all to some places too. So, you know,
soon. We'll be back down
soon.
Yeah.
We
just want to say, yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we out of time, and I'm going to call you as soon as we get off the line, cool. But I just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, everybody for listening to my main man, Mr. Paul Coleman, a.k.a. Pretty Cool back in the day, and he's doing a lot of great things and a lot of things as helping people down there in Cincinnati. So we just want to give him and his whole team a big shout-out right here on the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. So like we always say, always remember the streets don't love you back, and we still have our backpack and school supplies still going right now all the way to August 2nd. And this is our fifth year with our toy drive and backpack giveaway for the kids here in Arizona. And also don't forget to drop off anything you need to drop off over at Scottsdale Boxing Club in Scottsdale. You know what I mean? Title Boxing Club in Scottsdale.
Wow.
And right here in our community in Arizona, Maricopa, you can drop backpacks and school supplies off right there at Hey Maricopa, right there on Honeycutt.
Man.
And we appreciate
Man.
Everything. And you can also drop things off over at Burritos Gym. That's up in Glendale. And we want to give a big shout-out to the channel for always working with us on our toy drive every year and working on everything we do. So everybody know what it is. You know, go to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyoubackmean.com. And we want to thank everybody, all our sponsors, and everybody who promote us and love us and do good work with us, and all the always take care of the kids. Go ahead, Cole.
Can I give a shout out on my website? It's djournal.pc.com, and that's connected to TDKM. That is True Divine Kingdom Ministries. And we also feed the homeless and give backpacks as well to underprivileged kids.
Amen. So give them the address to the church, Cole, if they need to drop some off to the church.
It's 856 Beecher Street and Wanna Hills in Cincinnati, Ohio. And if you can't do that, it's 747 Cincinnati, Ohio, 45204, and that's Paul Coleman. If you want to give donations, we do that, and we serve everybody in Cincinnati, Ohio. And my man, Boyd, Robert D. Boyd, he also makes sure that comes down here, and we will feed you. We will house you. We will try and help you in any situation you have.
Amen. So you heard that from Mr. Paul Coleman, and we just want to say, hey, we had a great segment tonight, and we just want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we want to say God bless, and always remember the streets definitely don't love you back, and always look out and educate our youth to a better tomorrow. One love. And also, before we leave, don't forget our homeless feed is August 3rd, and we always meet up at the family's gym, which is 2116 West Buckeye Road. August 3rd is the next homeless feed from the Streets Don't Love You Back. Anything else before we go?
Yeah, you call me right back on my cell.
Okay, I'm gonna call
because
you.
We gonna feed a lot of people. You call me right back. You hear me?
I got you, my brother. Yes, sir. All right, I'll see everybody around the world. Amen. Have a great night, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I love you, man. I love you. Call me right back.